What's up, guys? This is the Game of Us podcast, episode 6. I'm your host, Chandler T. As always, I'm followed by Ben S.
Hello.
Don't do that crap. Don't do that crap.
I'm not going to say any stereotypical things today.
Catchphrase. You need a catchphrase, Ben.
I'm not saying any damn catchphrases.
And Ryan is back.
Nope.
Punching some wood, playing some Minecraft, and doing the podcast. Woo!
Woo!
The way life should be. So, anyways, what games have you guys been playing this week, Ben? What have you been playing?
Yeah, Ben, you go first.
Well, I've been playing Minecraft.
Woo!
1.8. The pre-release, which really shouldn't have been out, obviously, because it is a pre-release.
Oh, there's like huge hole in the mountain.
I heard
really
1.8 cool. Minecraft, you had to start over from the beginning.
What do you mean start over from the beginning?
Yeah, you don't have to start over.
You just have to replace your bin in order to get to the pre-release.
Yeah, pretty much. There's a lot of fun where you get sprinting.
And oh, this is so
villages and oceans
sprinting
that are actually really deep.
Weapon creepers.
And a new quake view.
Can you swim on water?
You can't swim. You've always been able to swim.
Oh.
However, you drown. That's the difference. You always drown that deep.
If you don't know how to swim. So, which is just basically pressing space and pressing W.
Yeah, that's all you do.
Wait, so you can go underwater or you can't?
You can.
Well, you can, but you have air bubble things that eventually run out and you die because it's real life.
Yeah.
You drown.
I see.
Yeah. And your health will go down and then you will...
Well, there is a mod called the, I don't know, something mod where you can...
Underwater
mod where you can have a dive
on the reefs and everything like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get the homiecraft. Homiepack.
Anyway.
It's like... Sorry, continue.
Yes. The other game I've been playing, Dead Island.
You've been
Dead
hooked
Island.
On the game.
I've been playing Dead Island.
I have been
playing
a lot.
Dead. It's so fun. So
me and my friends beat that game in like 5 to 6 hours.
I'm only level 20.
Did you like skip all the side quests?
Oh yeah, I did. We never did this.
Oh, it's too
boring.
I've been doing the side quests.
Yeah.
So I'm only Act 2 and I'm level 20. So I've only just got to the city.
Fun aspects of the game though. How would you want to skip them? Some of them are actually pretty fun.
Yeah.
No, we're gonna do another run through
like
by just doing side quests.
Who's going insane? What's her teddy bear?
Can you complete the game just doing side quests or no?
No, I think you do the main storyline. Cool, yes!
But you get your vehicles, you're driving around, running zombies over. Then you get the suiciders, they explode. Pretty much like the boomers of Left 4 Dead.
Except they hurt.
They said they hurt a lot more.
Yeah.
And they usually kill you in one shot if you do get hit by that.
Yeah. I have a question about... I actually have two questions about this.
It's
one, is there... In pretty much every video I see in this game, they're all using melee weapons. Is there any guns in this?
There is guns.
Duh.
Yeah.
Except you never, use them.
Can you use them like whenever you want, or are you kind of forced?
There's ammunition.
There's ammunition.
It's very scarce unless you find people.
And plus, it's more fun to slash and gash the zombies more than just shoot them. In my opinion,
I'd be playing as assassin class lady, Johnny.
Jean May.
So I know there's 4 different classes. Is there a gun specialist?
Yeah, she's the Australian one.
She's a mean person.
Is it worth it to go to the gun specialist?
Anything else? So much slicing people's arms and legs and heads off and going, ha ha ha.
I see. Is this an open world environment too, or is it more
open
it
world
is
environment?
Love.
Open,
it is
open world.
So, okay.
It's very. I've been very lost. I mean, you've got a marker to go everywhere, but then you've got all these alleyways everywhere, and you've got to try to figure out where you're going through these alleyways, even though you're looking at the map and the mini map directs you to this point. You've got to navigate yourself through it. So the mini map doesn't give you anything other than where your allies are, your flags, quests, and the place you're heading to.
And the map sort of has like a fog of war kind of aspect to it, like it's all dark until you
because there's a storm coming, so throughout the game, and like when you get further into the game it'll start raining and stuff.
Yeah, the city's raining at the moment.
Does anything happen, like a
sunny,
flooding or anything? Does the environment change with the storm?
See, well, sorry, say that again?
Does the environment, yeah, like if there's a storm coming and you're like a coastal town, does like the environment change? Like flooding happens or something?
Yes.
Like that?
Yeah.
I haven't seen any flooding yet, so I wouldn't know. I'll know in chapter 2.
Okay, I forget that I'm playing on hard and I should not be dropping off cliffs like an idiot.
Exactly. Don't do that, Minecraft.
Oh, cool. Okay. Random bone. I can get bone meal.
Anyway, that is pretty much the game that I've been playing, other than the usual thing. So it's not really a game anymore. I think I haven't played anything else. Not sure. No, I haven't played anything else.
Gotcha. Ryan, what have you been playing this week?
I've been playing Modern Warfare 2, Team Fortress 2, Minecraft.
Are preparing for Modern Warfare 3?
Yeah.
See. That actually looks really fun, but I'm not getting it on PC. I'm getting it on console.
So am I, but it's still worth preparing anyways.
Yeah.
I've been playing Fiesta. I've been playing Forsaken Hearts for like 30 seconds and I got sick of it already.
Is Fiesta that free to play MMO?
Yeah, it's really fun in my opinion. It's really cute too. So. But mainly I've just been playing Minecraft the entire time.
And so, Ben just got Worm Poo Award, so we need to play that together.
Yeah. We do.
We'll do that today.
Mine is 100%, it is installed, but I've got DMing to do. But yeah, I'll find
it. We're forcing you to jump right in the multiplayer, so get your ass kicked.
Well, the thing is, I've played Medieval Total War.
I think I'm the best.
I've still got it somewhere, so yeah. I sort of know how it works.
Well, isn't Ryan, if I remember correctly, Medieval Total War, the first one's completely different than Rome and Medieval 2, isn't it?
Oh, the very first Medieval?
Yeah, it's like a different...
It was very
brilliant.
Different.
Then I'm going to die horribly.
Yeah.
Very, very different.
Very different, yeah.
But in Rome, you have to do a lot of paying attention, because if you mess up, like let's say you move your unit a little bit to the left, enemy can like flank you really easily.
Yeah, so. Not fun.
I've been playing this game for a really long time. This proves how much life I don't have.
Yes. So is that some of what you've been playing this week, Ryan?
Relatively. I don't play that much because the chat is so retarded. Everyone there is an idiot. It's like worse than a Mod War. It's worse than
game?
A Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I thought since we're playing an RTS game, people would be actually smart and, you know, nice. Yeah, but
it's
no.
Just as worse as the Call of Duty.
No, it's worse than Call of Duty.
I wouldn't say it's worse. I'd say it's fair share of nice people, and then it has its fair share of complete retards that just troll around.
The smart people don't talk on the in the chat.
Yeah, when you meet them in game, that's cool though.
Yeah, like Prince of Macedon, he's a really good guy.
I played once. He whooped my ass. He totally destroyed me. The battle was over before I even knew what was going on, so.
Oh yeah, he's been playing this game for like years, years.
He's still making YouTube videos?
I don't know, I haven't really checked him out much.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyways, what I've been playing this week. I played the usual Lord of the Rings Online, the Total War games, stuff like that, but I also got a new game, a bit late though, but I got it. I got The Witcher 2. That game is so good. I could talk about for hours how much I like this game, but I don't think.
Holy crap! This I found a lot of clay.
That's good for you. Right. Yes. So.
Wait, water? No, no, no. Lava? No, no, not good.
Dude, I know, Ryan. You have The Witcher 2, but you didn't beat the whole game like I did.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
But what did you not like about it?
I don't know, it just felt not fun, because I play games just like it, so.
Yeah, it definitely is.
Not original, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's not original, but I think the story is phenomenal. And I beat the game in 4 days, so it's not too long, it's not too bad. I mean, maybe it took me like 17 hours to complete, because I basically did none of the side quests. I just did the main storyline run through, that took about 17 hours. So, yeah, so that's actually pretty long, but yeah. Do you have? No wait, Ben, you've never even played The Witcher, have you?
No.
No.
Not at all.
Need get it. I'm forcing you to buy it.
But I'm not gonna buy it.
It's boring. I don't like it.
I've already pretty much used up my budget recently, as I've reserved the HD collection of Ico and Shadow Colossus, the PS3.
Oh, Ico, I love that game. Ico is amazing.
It's coming out back on PS3, so I'm thinking, yes, getting this.
Silent Hill HD collection coming out too.
And then I've already reserved Battlefield 3, and I've already reserved Dark Souls, so I'm getting poor. Oh, and then there's some Metal Gear in November as well, late November. I've got a whole plan going here at the moment. Because I've got this while, I've got Dead Island, and then it will go to Ico and Shadow of Colossus, and then Battlefield 3, and then it will go to Dark Souls, and then it will go to November, late November, and I'll be getting Metal Gear Solid HD Collection. And whenever Zone of the Enders HD Collection comes out, I don't know. The plan kind of dies at that point.
My plan was get The Witcher, hold me over for a few days till next week, till I get my next paycheck. Then I want to get Dead Island. That's supposed to hold me over until Lord of the Rings Online expansion comes out. Then I'm going to power level through that. That's hopefully by then Rage will be out. Then Rage is supposed to carry me over until Batman comes out. Arkham City. And then that's supposed to carry me over until Battlefield 3 comes out. And then I have Uncharted 3. Then I have Modern Warfare 3. I have War in the North and Skyrim. I have a crap load of other games after that to play. So, and they all come out.
I'm not really interested in many of the new games. So all I'm going to get is probably War in the North, Modern Warfare 3, and it's new Metal Gear Solid. That's it. Skyrim. Yeah, Skyrim. Skyrim 2.
Everyone forgets. I don't know how we forgot about Skyrim, but I'm gonna wait to see what happens with Skyrim.
Sheep, come to me, sheep. I need bed.
Bed.
Brilliant. Anyway.
We cut the legs off of our pants, threw our shoes into the ocean, sit back and wait through the daylight.
Moving on to our next segment, there was a lot of big games released this past week, officially ending the summer drought in my mind, after a long drought of no games.
What? Yeah, I'm just saying way.
I thought you were saying wait. Okay, anyways, Resistance 3 released on the PS3 on September 6th. I got it. I beat it.
Oh, damn it. Let's get that.
Oh no, I'm gonna be more poor.
this is such a good game. If you haven't played Resistance 1 and 2, you can definitely still play this. This game is more like a reboot in my mind, because it's a completely different storyline. New characters, a completely new story. Everything about the game is new. It could officially stand alone as its own game without Resistance 1 and 2.
Well, I'm officially boned. I have no bed, and I'm living in a little hobbit hole.
That's the commentary Ryan has for us from Minecraft as we do this podcast. Dead Island was released for the PC, PS3, and the 360, which Ryan and Ben have both have, except for me. I'm out of the loop. Might and Magic Heroes 6 was released for the PC. Never heard of this game. Have you guys ever?
I have.
What game is it? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Might and Magic Heroes 6.
No. Basically, it's like a tactical style game.
Okay.
I've forgotten already what I was going to say there. Damn it, it's gone. I've tried to think of my words, how I'm going to redo this again.
Oh man, I'm so bad at this game.
It's a good game. It's an interesting game. I mean, if you played the original Might and Magic stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Might and Magic Heroes is more where you get, obviously, a choice of what character you play.
Mm-hmm.
And then sort of...
What should I build? Yeah,
so explore the world.
Okay.
It pretty much, you got tactical play in it as well. That's what I'm going to say. Tactical play.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, I don't really care about that game.
I didn't follow any of that, but
yeah, I've kind of lost myself.
I can see it. Not really.
You should. You can see it perfectly. You can see it
Warhammer 40K was released on the PC, PS3, and the 360. I bought it, but I never played it. I saw Kira was playing it a lot this week. Put the big Kira on here. You can tell us what it's all about, but...
Anyway.
Are any of you guys interested in this game?
What game was it?
Warhammer?
Okay. Is it the Space Marine really. One?
Yeah,
Space Marine.
Yeah, I've played it. I've not played it. Yeah. It's fun. It's really fun.
It is? What's it about? What's the story? Because I'm curious to see.
I don't know. I wasn't listening. I'm just playing as a Space Marine and start killing a bunch of aliens or whatever they are.
That's all you have to do. Yeah, if you're killing things, that's all you care about.
I see. I bought the game.
Kill.
Warhammer, so I bought it.
So stupid, Ben.
Shut up.
For all you golf fans, Tiger Woods PGA Tour 12, the Masters, was released.
Who plays golf in video games, really?
That's the most amazing game ever.
They're actually really popular. In the US, they're actually.
That's the most boring thing to ever.
Is apparently already out on consoles. It never released for PC, so now it's out for PC. Do you want to get Tiger Woods on your computer?
Tiger Woods is a failure at life.
Rugby World Cup 2011 was released for PS3 and 360.
Yes!
I know that's excited for this.
I'm so good.
I'm getting that. It is what he is out, so I'm definitely getting that. Oh, definitely. So.
I've just fancied out my little hobbit hole here. Just made it wider and have like 6 furnaces already. I have no
Did you say he's made out of what? Did you say he's got wiring in?
No, 6 furnaces.
Why have you got 6 furnaces?
The hobbit hole?
I don't know, because I found a lot of iron.
You're too lazy to wait. 6 furnaces?
I have a lot of cobblestone. I have like 7 stacks, and I've been. It's a really big hobbit
just
hobbit
burning hole. Each one of them, yeah.
This is a really big hobbit hole, dude. You have no idea. It's the biggest hobbit hole ever.
Does it look like a hobbit hole, like Lord of the Rings?
Yes, it does, actually. Outside. I made it kind of roundish. But then once I find TNT, gunpowder, I'm going to start blowing it up.
What? Okay.
And build that a castle.
To the next game.
Finally, the last big game that was released this week. Star Fox 64 3D with 3DS. It's in the United States. Yeah. The United States, this marks one of the bigger games being released for the 3DS, because in the United States we basically have no games at all. I don't know. Is it different in Japan, Ryan?
Yep. Yeah, we have a lot of games. A lot.
Like which games? Which is your favorite game on the 3DS?
Probably...
Because we have like no games.
Probably Resident Evil. The Resident Evil Mercenaries one.
Oh, we had that one. It wasn't that popular, though.
I'm a huge Resident Evil fan, so I love it.
I'll tell you how poor the 3DS is doing in the United States right now. The highest rated, rated game for the 3DS right now is Ghost Recon, with a 6.5.
Really?
Yeah.
I was told that was terrible.
It is terrible, and that's how terrible the 3DS is doing.
Oh, dear.
It's amazing here. Everyone loves it.
Yeah. 3DS, sad story in the US right now.
I'm disappointed.
What am I doing? This isn't even a hobbit hole anymore. It's more like
a redesign.
Staircase.
Second model, because right now, nobody likes the 3DS. And if something doesn't change for it in the United States, it's just going to totally... It's just going to be gone. Yes. Moving on into the latest gaming news, Valve launches a new system called Steam Trading.
It's really cool.
Both in-game items as well as gift entire games, although tradable games have to be bought as gifts and cannot be attached to an account. Once they become attached to an account, they are no longer tradable. Me and Ryan actually did this yesterday. Ryan,
yeah, I was giving you a bunch of TF2 items.
Yeah. Pretty cool. But... The fact that you can't own the game that you trade is pretty stupid. Why would they even put that in there? Because the way you give other people games is you gift it to them, and that's the only way you can trade the games if you buy them as gifts. So what's the point of trading a gift?
I don't know. What games are tradable?
moment?
Only two right now. Portal 2 and Team Fortress
Team 2. Fortress 2. How can you? Why would you trade Team Fortress 2?
Because that's if you're really, really stupid and not knowing it's completely free.
Yeah.
And
I mean, who is dumb enough to trade a free game for a... Is Portal 2 $50?
No, it's like it's $20. It's $30.
Oh, I'm gonna try and con someone and trade Team Fortress 2 for Portal 2, and I'll be like, ha 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 ha.
If there's anyone stupid enough to actually do that, that'd be really funny.
I think there'll be someone. I'm gonna find someone. This will be my search for a week. So next podcast, this will be my investigation to see how stupid people are.
I will remember those. That's your goal for the end of the week.
That is.
Find out who traded Team Fortress 2 for Portal 2.
Anyone who does that, I feel really bad for you. And also a little bit of facepalm too.
Yes.
Yep.
There's a huge chasm here. Oh, and I'm dead. Damn it.
He fell down the chasm, obviously.
Yep, I did. Yeah, screw this game. I'm just gonna go on YouTube.
Great. Okay. All right. Systems 3 just came out just 5 days ago, and the first DLC for it was announced. Titled Survival Pack, it will go live on PSN for $3.99 on October 4th. It includes a new multiplayer mode, Invasion. And a new game mode titled, which features Human versus Chimera, King of the Hill. It comes with Resistance 3.
Oh, okay, cool.
It also comes with a new XMB theme, it's called, and a bunch of new multiplayer skins. No European release was confirmed. It's only confirmed to be coming out in the US. Fairly soon. So. Yes. The Game of Thrones PC strategy game should be hitting shelves on September 29th. They just announced the release date. So if you're a fan of this coming game, go ahead and get it. Basically, it's a spin-off of Civilization and the Total War games combined sort of into a strategy game in the Game of Thrones era.
I'm just gonna say I'm not getting it.
I'm actually interested in buying this. It looks pretty fun.
It could be good fun.
Yeah, although there is a mod coming out for Medieval 2 Total War, which when it comes out, I think it'll be so much better than this.
If you can win without an army, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even have a single unit die.
A Max Payne 3 release date was, or time frame at least, was given. It is going to be coming out in March 2012 on the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, and
PC. Oh, what?
According to Rockstar. What's up, Ryan?
Wait, what? What?
What?
I was just yawning.
Rage Cup was announced via a trailer. No information was released, however. Besides the fact that co-op is limited, no information was released, but it is not confirmed if co-op is limited to a side feature of the game. The integrated full-fledged single-player story. I hope it's the actual single-player story. That would be pretty cool.
I'm not gonna play Rage. I don't like it already.
I won't be able to play it.
I think it looks like it's a bad example, but I think it reminds me of Dead Island with a good story. That's what the game looks like.
Dead Island does have a good story.
The acting is terrible. The quests are just dumb, but they're silly and fun. The characters.
Did you say the quests in Dead Island are not fun?
What?
You said they are fun.
They're fun and terrible. But they're retarded. Like a grown woman standing around in a bikini crying that she lost her teddy bear. No.
That's awesome.
She's sitting down. She's sitting down on a bed. Obviously going crazy insane from a zombie attack. I think I would be doing the same thing if I was a woman in a bikini.
No. The story, the quest, the characters, they're all shit in Dead Island, but the game's just silly and fun. It's like,
Shan is awesome. Right? Screw you.
She is. She's amazingly fun to
And her story is really cool, too.
I see.
Yeah, so screw you.
Yeah.
According to the PlayStation Blog,
Dead Island is one of the greatest games, and the story is really cool, so don't bash it. Kill you.
And there's a question. What happened to the family at the beginning in the trailers. Remember that family
with
the kid?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering too.
Yeah.
The trailers made no sense.
Found them in the tutorial, or the beginning, prologue. If you turn your left from straight away, you'll see the two family members dead on the floor.
Oh, you do?
There's the mystery gone. People, I don't know why people are wondering what happened to that family.
Oh.
They're dead. You can. They kind of say it in the trailer too, because you can see them like.
Can you find?
Yeah,
being
you can actually. You can find their bodies at the very beginning of the game.
Can you find a little?
Well, I never looked. I never looked really.
However, the window wasn't broken, so there's a different story there.
Development error. But I think Dead Island could have been a superb game if they would have spent a little bit more time in development. It felt like the game was kind of rushed to be put out. If they would have released it next year, same release date, I think the game could have been much better than what it was.
I haven't been able to play it because they probably increased the specs.
What?
They probably increased the specs by next year. I'm like, no!
Well, I mean, they could have kept the same specs. The game already does look amazing. Mm. They just could have spent a little bit more time polishing up the story and the characters. Stuff like that.
For Dead Island?
Yeah.
No, the characters are awesome, especially Perna and Jen. Shen. Perna's, her story is funny as hell because she cusses like in every single sentence.
She does.
She's
really does.
Off. She's a really pissed off woman.
She's Australian.
Oh yeah, that makes sense. Oh, that was right.
There's our attack on Australians for today. Sorry, Kira.
Aussies are like my bros because, you know, a lot of Aussies live here, so.
In Japan?
Yeah, well, duh. Since we're like neighbors, we're like bros. What's up? You can just wave. You can just wave down there. Say, "What's up, Aussie?"
You just look down out at the ocean, and you just wave your hand, and then you look over there, and some in Australia person wave back to Japan. Yeah.
Yeah, you can do that. There's someone standing.
It's ignoring every other country that is in the way.
There's no country.
Like the Philippines, Indonesia, Singapore.
Is there any Mongolians in Japan?
I think
say Dead Island.
Like, have you ever met a Mongolian?
I don't know. I think there's a family that lives like two blocks here. So. I don't know. I don't know. Well, why has it been specifically Mongolian?
I don't know, because Mongolians was awesome.
Mongolian man.
But it was like the biggest empire in history, or one of them, until Genghis Khan died. Then it's one of shit.
Brilliant.
Anyways, according to the PlayStation blog, From Dusk will be coming to the North American PlayStation Network on September 27th. They'll run you $14.99. For Europeans, the game will be available on September 14th for the same price. Whatever $15 is converted over to euros.
Let's say about $12.99. In pounds.
Oh, in pounds.
Be 11.99 in pounds. Euros, that'll be a bit more. It's about 30.
Do you guys in Britain, do they only use like one price tag, like 11 pounds, or is there like two price tags?
We use pounds and pence, because we are independent.
Yeah.
Pounds, dollars, and pence is cents.
Pounds and pence are actually worth more than euros and dollars, so we're keeping it back.
Are euros accepted, or do you have to do the currency?
They have to do a transaction like every single other
we've got. No. You've got to do a currency transaction, currency exchange.
No. That would probably make logical sense. You know, like,
I was actually just in Costa Rica a few months ago, and they're
actually using Scottish pounds.
These colones, they're colones, I don't know, yes, anyways, but they actually accept U.S. currency, like, anywhere, even, like, street vendors and crap.
Well, isn't Costa Rica, like, really close to the U.S.?
It's about a 3-hour flight. So
that's quite a distance, actually.
It's a 3-hour flight from Miami, Florida. So very.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not that close. Well, anyways, yeah, we're getting really off topic. And the people listening to this are like,
yeah.
I thought it was gaming news, not news from the world. OCD.
Nintendo's price cut for the 3DS boosted the system sales to 235,000 units in August. Compared to a similar time period in July, the portable saw a 260% increase in sales after the price cut took effect. The 3DS sales surged well enough to yield it the second place for the month, just behind the Xbox 360. The Wii sold 190,000 units, and the collective DS family sold 165,000 units.
Disappointment.
Why? Who is still buying a DS, though, if you can buy a 3DS, which in the future will have all the new games, and it can play the DS games?
I don't know, people who are, like, really, like, classic and really, like, retro gamers.
But they're not retro, well, because 65,000. If you want to go retro, get a Mega Drive.
We're getting Odyssey, really, really old. Or get a Pong machine. Get a Pong machine. Damn, if you're a true retro gamer, get a Pong machine.
Well, if you're a really true retro gamer, you don't even use electronics. You get those big, massive pinball machines.
If you're a retro gamer, you don't even play video games. You play, like that one thing. Play checkers.
Checkers. Chess.
Well, I play chess, but no, who plays checkers, really?
Blackjack. So that's
what you know, I play?
Gambling game, that's me.
I play video games. I play video games. I play checkers.
That's why you ugly.
Thank you.
Minesweeper.
So, something really rare happened this week, as Blizzard almost never gives out any release dates or time frames unless they absolutely know they can release a game during that time frame. But in a recent interview with GameSpot, Blizzard confirmed 6 new proven titles to be hitting store shelves in the next 3 years. Nothing was said.
3 years?
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's an average. That's basically 2 games a year that they plan on being released.
That's pretty much how every other company can work.
Well, no, Blizzard.
Perhaps they even work more than that. They usually add more games than that. So that's pretty pathetic, in my opinion.
So Blizzard makes really quality games, except for Diablo 3, which can go to hell.
Yeah.
Wait, did StarCraft 2 come out this year, or was it late last year?
Last year, I think.
Last year.
It was? Okay.
StarCraft 2 is one of the best games ever, though. That's one thing I like about Blizzard.
Was this year?
No, it wasn't. StarCraft 2?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. It was last year.
I'm pretty sure it was late 2010.
Yeah.
Right before Christmas.
I'm pretty sure this is 2011, I think. Unless it's Inception.
2011?
Unless it is Inception, which was, like,
I thought it was
2029 or something.
It is at least.
I've always wanted to live with Vlad.
It was released last year in the summer. Oops.
Hey.
Has anyone else ever wanted a little GLaDOS? Because I want one.
Yes.
Yes. She'd be really fun to talk to, really. Like, she's just sitting here being cynical to everyone and just... Well, GLaDOS is my favorite video game character in the world. I mean, she's just badass.
Anyways, in the interview, Blizzard used the keyword proven titles that will be released in the next 3 years, which basically means that these games are going to be sequels and expansions that have proven to make sales and be popular, so we most likely won't be seeing any new fresh IPs, such as their new upcoming MMO nickname or keyword Titan, so that most likely will not be within one of the releases. But in the interview, there was a bit, they did mention that they want to support Diablo 3 over the consoles, and a new WoW expansion is in the works.
Cataclysm sucked anyway, so, you know, I'm okay with that. What they basically did is they took old content and painted it over with really bad paint. It's like getting a $2 paint and painting over really bad wood.
If they spend an extra year, maybe... on Cataclysm, that actually could have been a very good expansion, because I think the whole idea with that was actually cool, because people have been playing this game for, like, what, 10 years? No, not 10 years, but more like...
It's coming up to that.
6 yeah. years. I've been playing for 6 years.
It was released in 2004, so that's 8 years. So people have been playing the same MMO for 8 years, and after a while, the same content playing over and over again gets kind of boring. And so the fact that they basically redesigned the entire game, that's pretty cool. But none of the zones were. I don't think any of the zones were drastically changed.
You can ask anyone the tactics for raids, and because for Zul'Gurub and Zul'Aman, those are the revamped old raids.
Yeah.
They feel exactly the same. People that have been playing since vanilla, when they went through the raid, they're like, oh god, why am I here? Because I remember back in vanilla, you farmed that place like. Forever, just to get some cool drop. But now, when you're in Cataclysm and you do it again, you're like, "Oh my god, screw this!" And you just leave the raid and piss off the rest of the raid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yep.
Nintendo. I never played WoW, so I don't know, really. But,
so. I played for 6 months when I quit.
I've been playing for like 6 years, until I quit like about like a year ago, because I got tired of it.
I played it for 6 months before Cataclysm came out. I played for 5 months before Cata came out, then I played a month when Cata was released. But when I got 3 alts up to level 80, and then I got a few other alts. So I basically just burned myself out of the game almost immediately. So.
I've got a question. How about pets? No. Are pets they really that collectible?
Oh yeah, oh, there's a lot of people, like really OCD people, that collect every single pet. There's over like a hundred of pets.
I don't know what the pets want to collect them. Why you collect them?
What?
I don't know. Mostly women collect them. That's kind of sexist, but it's true. Mostly only women collect them.
What the?
There we go. Oh god.
I'm not trying to be sexist, but through my experience, only women have collected pets.
It's usually the men. They buy one of them or whatever they need. I don't know. It's like, we need that. I need that.
I like pets, but I don't really obsess over them.
And they don't benefit you at all besides just run around beside you.
They're kind of cute, though. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but the thing I don't like about them is, let's say, the majority of the pets that you can get in WoW now, that you have to buy them in the damn store.
No, you don't. That is a damn lie.
A lot of the pets you have to buy in the store.
That's a damn lie. The majority of the pets you have to grind for.
Yeah,
get achievements.
A lot of pets, anyways, Nintendo has announced a new color for some odd reason for the DSi XL.
Metallic rose, yeah, I know.
Yeah, the metallic rose.
Is that the announcement of Tokyo Game Show?
September 18th.
Yeah, they like kind of announced it a little bit.
Yeah.
That was it. Was that actually just it?
No, they announced a few other games that they're going to be releasing too.
Nintendo is wasting their time, though, on an old system when they should be focusing on the 3DS, which is not well.
Dude, all you have to do is basically spray paint the damn thing. It doesn't really matter.
In red.
But go buy a DSi XL when the 3DS is out. This goes back to what we were talking about earlier.
I know, but it doesn't really matter. You can make those things in like 5 minutes. All you have to do is just paint it a little bit, or whatever you use.
Well, I would have thought they would announce a new color for the 3DS, because at the moment we've had two colors for a year. Now, coming up to a year.
My 3DS is pink.
Really? That's family.
Yeah.
3DS is in the United States. There's blue. There's one that's blue and black, and the other one is red and black.
We have a lot more colors here.
We've got aqua blue and we've got cosmos black. So we've got blue and black and black.
And just black.
Black. Are you sure it's not red and black?
No, it's literally just black.
Okay.
So
I'm pretty sure we've grown up.
Red one. We have a red one here, yeah? I've been quite disappointed.
Imagine if you took it to like Nigeria or something, you just brought your 3DS with you and it's all black. It would just like burn up in your pocket.
It would. It's not good.
That could imagine be just nice like catching on fire.
That could be, it's much nicer than the Cosmos one.
We've reached the last part of the news. Earlier this summer, the ESRB and other worldwide ratings boards let slip that EA was looking to bring the 2007's PC title Crysis to consoles. Just recently, to current consoles, it was the PS3 and the Xbox. Just recently, this has been confirmed. The single-player portion of the original Crysis game will be available as a downloadable title for the Xbox 360 and PS3 sometime in October. The game will be remastered for the current consoles, adding new visual effects, lighting, and more. Crysis will be available for $20 on PSN and 1,600 Microsoft points on the XBLA.
Wow, real interesting.
I'm actually
going to
buy this.
I probably will get Crysis on the PS3 or Xbox.
It'll be $13.99 for me if that does come out. But due to VAT and stuff, they'll go, it'll be $19.99.
Yeah, I don't feel like converting that into yen. That's just too much work. It'd probably be like, I don't know, 20,000? I don't know.
Seems like so much damn money.
Foreigners think like, what, 20,000 yen? Dude, are you like rich? Like, Yeah. No, what? This is my pocket money.
I carry around 20,000 yen.
20,000 yen is.
Carry around like $40.
What? 20,000 yen is £160. You are rich.
Anyways.
Yeah. Now. Is that really your pocket money?
Yeah, that is 20,000 yen. That's my pocket money.
Now we know Ryan is rich.
Damn.
No, I'm not. If I was rich, I'd buy Dead Island on the PC.
The thing is, if you bought that and came over to say like England or the US, you would have a lot more money.
Well, I'm going tomorrow, so.
So you're gonna have loads of money.
I could probably buy some few things. I could probably like buy some hookers or something. even though I have a girlfriend.
Okay.
Woke up cold one Tuesday. I'm looking tired and feeling quite sick. I felt like there was something missing in my day-to-day life. So I quickly opened the...
Moving into the feature topic.
Hookers?
Two feature topics this week, and no, it's not hookers, Ben, unfortunately. Oh. But no. But the first one is the summer drought has now officially ended as of September 6th with a bunch of AAA title releases.
Everyone cheers, apparently. Sorry, just say that. Everyone cheers.
Oh my god, summer drought is ending!
Yeah. And there you go. There's how it's cheering for you.
That's how you cheer.
So I wanted to go around and ask everybody what they're excited for, any games that you've already jumped into, and are you happy for the upcoming season of games, and what is your number one... Like, what's your most anticipated title going into the fall?
Are you asking the fans?
Since the summer drought has started, or ended, yes. And if it started, that'd been bad. That'd been like next year, but anyway. Since it ended, I've started Dead Island. I'm really happy with that. I love it. Battlefield 3 on the way. I'll be loving that. I've got Dark Souls on the way. I'll be loving that. I've got Ico and Shadow of Colossus HD Collection coming as well. I'm waiting for that. There's so many games that I can't really put down a number one title, but I'm happy with the upcoming season. Let's definitely say that.
Yes.
Very, very happy.
It's a bit overcrowded, though. I would like to see some of them phased out to come out into early 2012, because we basically have like 2-3 games coming out in early 2012, and that's it.
2012, we're all gonna die, so it doesn't really matter.
They're all obviously bringing out the games ready for Christmas, and then they're expecting so and so sales to be done for that, and that's how it works.
Well, no, what's gonna happen in 2012? We're gonna get an electrical storm. We're losing electricity.
In 2012, you know what's gonna happen?
You're
zombie
pessimistic.
Outbreak.
Mr. Pessimistic, we're all gonna die by a meteorite. There you go.
No, we're not gonna die by a zombie outbreak. Let's be honest.
It'll be a meteorite.
Have you guys ever seen the Armageddon? The movie?
Yeah. We're not gonna have Bruce Willis fly up there.
That's not what we're gonna do.
Screw that. We're gonna send Morgan Freeman up there instead. he's gonna narrate his way there because his voice is badass. Come on.
We love his voice. We love that voice.
Well, anyways, what I'm looking forward to is just War in the North. That's it.
Most anticipated title.
I'm already happy with Portal and Portal 2 and Minecraft. Those three games are like my lovers.
Yeah, really.
Lovers. Okay.
Not your girlfriend.
I couldn't find any other.
Those games are your lovers, not your girlfriend. Brilliant. You tell her that. Say that to her. I dare you.
Oh, she's around the corner. So if I yelled at that, she'd probably just like smack me. Thank God she doesn't know English though.
She doesn't.
No, well, she does. Like very badly though. So.
Oh. I see.
I'm not gonna yell that to her. She'll get a knife and kill me like she tried to do last week. I'm just kidding.
What are the odds of her listening to this podcast though?
Already he sneezed, and that means she's talking about him.
Okay.
She is on the phone, so. Oh god.
Again.
Thank god I'm wearing a face mask, or else I'd be in trouble.
Yes. You explained that whole thing to me the other day as well.
Oh yeah. You should probably know that it's not like that for everyone, but in Japan, sneezing and coughing is basically farting in public.
What?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so like, let's say you're walking in a street. If you sneeze without a face mask or like cough, it's like you're farting, and everyone's gonna be like, "Dude, did you just fart?" Except if you're
sneeze. So if you do that in an elevator, it'll be brilliant. If you do all three of them in the elevator, everyone will hate you for life, by the sounds of things.
Imagine if you did all three of them.
Do all three at once.
You can't really cough and sneeze at the same time. I mean, you're coughing and sneezing together. But if you fart straight after that, then you're dead. Let's say that.
Oh god.
But when you die, don't you like sneeze, cough,
you'll be buried alive under the same time.
Yeah, something like that. It kind of,
this comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Oh god. Anyways, for me, the games I've already jumped into, I've jumped into Resistance 3, and I did a little bit of Warhammer 40k, but I basically just popped in the disc and that was it. And I'm planning on getting Dead Island next week. So, yeah.
And then we could get a video of it being played.
With me and Ben, since
Rackets had to get John. And Kira, because I think Kira's playing it too.
And Kira's got it as well. Kira has it.
I don't know if I'm going to get it for PC. I don't know.
Get it on the PC, we can have all four of us playing and be really, really funny.
Yes.
We have to make sure we have one of every character, however. Who will you be playing as?
If I do get it, I call Shan, because I'm the only Asian here.
Damn
so.
You.
And
damn
you. Well, you're Asian, but you don't count as Asian.
You don't count as Asian.
You know
what do you mean by that? I take offense to that.
What are you? What are you? Aren't you like Filipino?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't count.
What?
Filipinos don't count.
How do we know? It's because we migrate everywhere, isn't it? Shut up.
That and because the Filipino government literally said that they don't consider themselves Asian.
Oh yeah, they're too Americanized that, and they're completely crazy.
Yeah, so you don't count as Asian.
Dirty people. I can say that I'm half Filipino, it's fine.
so you don't count.
But I'll probably play as the throwing specialist actually this time round.
No, you're not. You're gonna play as Perna because you're the only one here with a British accent.
No, because Kira plays as that.
I'm the gun specialist.
And Kira's actually Australian, so it makes sense.
Oh wait, Kira's the gun specialist? Can someone, if you're doing co-op online, can someone be the same character?
Yeah, you can be the same character.
You can.
Oh. I've had three gun specialists in one match, one map.
So is there no character with a sword?
I'm like, oh, brilliant. Everyone's got guns. I have a sword. Everything's being gunned down before I can even get to them.
Who the hell is honking the horn outside?
Oh my goodness. Okay, well... The upcoming season of games, I honestly think this is the biggest season I've seen in a long time for video games, since there's so many good games coming out. Last year it seemed like everybody got... There was originally supposed to be a lot of games coming out last year during the fall, but then everybody got scared of like Call of Duty, and then they just phased out till early 2011. So, now, if you release your game close to Call of Duty, your game is screwed. Because nobody's going to play it.
Bro,
everybody's going to buy Call of Duty.
Battlefield 3 would have made it interesting if they released it at the same time.
Chandler, we got to show Ben those videos, remember? I know maybe he'll be slightly offended.
We'll show it to him after the podcast.
What videos?
Yeah, we'll show it to you after the podcast.
We found you.
I think you might be ashamed of your own British people after this.
If it's the whole robbing thing and stuff, then
no.
Deserve to die.
No.
My most anticipated title going into this fall is actually two of the most. I War in the North for one, but it's a tie between War in the North and Stronghold 3. Two games nobody cares about. War in the North, because I love Lord of the Rings. The game actually looks very fun. I'm looking forward to doing a 3-player co-op with you guys. That should be cool.
I hope they have Portal 3. That'd be awesome.
But they can't really do a Portal 3, though, can they, story-wise? has to do a completely new whole story.
Just pop in some random black kid. Just send in Lil Wayne in there. I want to see what happens.
Oh. I wouldn't buy the game if Lil Wayne was put in there.
I would buy the game. Honestly, like,
there's
probably a little mode where you're supposed to get high and start rapping to GLaDOS, and you have a little duo, like a little rap battle.
If that happened, I mean, if Lil Wayne is there, I would actually just focus on trying to kill Lil Wayne. Anything else in that game?
If you go, no, you know what they should have? They should play as Portal 3, where you play as GLaDOS and you try to kill Shell.
Yes! Actually, that could work.
Awesome.
That would be fun. I mean, you actually create the levels yourself.
Yes, that'd be awesome.
And you can turn off the portal when it comes on. So they come, obviously try and pass everything, you can shut it off and then go, there you go.
And you can play as like a final boss or something, that'd be awesome.
Like, Demon's Souls has done the whole boss thing before.
One thing I really like is you make your own campaign and you are the final boss. It's kind of like a versus, except
it's
like...
That was kind of like that game, Dungeon, or something like that, that came out in early...
Dungeons of Dreadmore?
No, I'm pretty sure it was just called Dungeon. It was like a game where you're the dungeon master, and you actually set up your own dungeon, and players come and try to go through your dungeon. It can be computer or regular players, and you are the end boss, but you set up your own dungeon, so... And if they can get to the end, they fight you.
Cool. Yeah, but what do you have? That sounds really fun.
But what do you have as a player on that?
What do you mean?
Like, if you're the final boss, what do you actually have?
They're like really awesome special abilities.
Yeah. I never played it. I've just read articles about it.
I might get it then if we can do that. I'll probably be Dungeon Master.
I'll be getting that.
Yeah.
It's like a really old game, isn't it?
No, it came out this year, I believe. Last year.
It's probably an indie game though, right?
Yeah, it is in the game.
Yeah, I thought so.
So it'll probably be somewhere on Steam. All right, let's look around.
I'm looking right now.
I believe it's an indie game, but I actually think it was actually released in retail for like...
Wait, you mean Dungeon Defenders? Is that it?
No.
It was just literally just Dungeon.
I think it's just literally called Dungeon.
It was isn't called Dungeons, and that was released in 1976.
I'll look completely wrong here.
Are you sure it's not Dungeon Siege?
No, I have a whole stack of PC Gamer magazines right here. I'll look it up after the show.
Dungeon Siege? Because that's like $54, so I'm not getting that.
Dungeon Siege?
They have a Magicka DLC, where it's Nippon, which means Japan in Japanese.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
Sounds really cool.
I've got that.
That's really sad.
I've got that expansion.
Yeah, I don't even have Magicka. That's really sad.
It's a fun game.
Yeah, it's very fun, Charging.
I completed it. I haven't played it since I've completed it. That's bad. Because once you complete it, you can start again with every spell that you've collected throughout the game.
Yeah, you can just, like, rape everything.
Whoa. Yeah, I've got a black hole spell now, so I can go, black hole, just get sucked into it, guys.
Anyways.
I don't think anyone even plays Dungeon Siege anymore. Actually, no one played Dungeon Siege, I think.
We got Dungeon Siege 3.
Yeah. That's
Dungeons and Dragons, Daggerdale. I've never played Dungeons and Dragons.
Daggerdale got really bad reviews.
It must be Dungeon Defender. Defenders. That's the only one there.
That's what I'm thinking too.
It's not Dungeon Defender. I will look this up after the show.
Surprise me. Dungeon Defenders looks pretty good, actually, looking at that.
Defenders is a iOS game ported over to
Adventures. I've never played Amnesia. That's really sad to me.
I have. I'm going to get some videos of that soon.
If
I play Amnesia, I'll probably piss my pants.
I'm going to try to steer us back here. The second feature topic that we have, also our last. Ryan, if you already know this, and you're not allowed to talk about it, don't. But the feature of the 3DS. Images from the latest issue of... I'm pretty sure this might be a Japanese word, Ryan. It's
Famitsu.
Mitsu? That's it, right?
I don't know how you cannot say that, really.
Well, I mean, you guys pronounce it. Anyways, okay.
The guy who spelled Tokyo is Tokeyo.
Magazine. They show a peripheral. I can't even talk today.
I can't even talk English.
Nintendo's new hand that adds a second circle pad. it snaps onto the back of a 3DS, and it has an additional, slightly smaller circle pad to the right of existing basic.
There's already a video about it on IGN, really.
That's why I'm talking about it.
Why do you ask me not to talk about it if everyone else already knows about it?
Because, you'll see. It also has its own pair of triggers as a second add-on to the current system, so there'll be dual triggers, and it's rumored to cost $10. It adds quite a lot of bulk to the system. So this is where we discuss what I thought we could talk about, where we think the 3DS is headed, because
that seems a bit uncomfortable the way it sounds.
Yes, like the 3DS, is currently doing terrible in the United States.
That's a funny word.
It's basically only doing very well in Japan, but. Do you think this is the right way Nintendo needs to go to 3DS? Adding on this little snap-on thing that makes the thing look like total crap? Or do you think it should just redesign the entire 3DS?
It's heavy, okay? That's all you need to know. It's heavy.
Is it heavy?
Well, not really, but it's heavy for
it's bulk.
Rich people.
It's bulk.
It's bulk.
Bulk.
Yes.
But
heavy, too. Are you telling me it's bulky and heavy?
Bulky means fat. And just a fancy way of saying
it. It's fat and heavy. Why would you want this? They should just redesign the entire 3DS because it's obviously failed. So far, it's failed in pretty much every country but Japan and China.
Wrong.
In China? What do you mean
you
China?
You just said sales have boosted earlier. So you lied. Completely contradicted this whole podcast on the 3DS. Brilliant.
3DS has been proven to be doing terrible in every country but Asian countries.
I don't think Taiwan's ever bought a 3DS. No, I think Taiwan actually has. But not China. China doesn't like Japan. They don't buy any products.
Anyway, the circle pad, it will be on the right of the face buttons. How uncomfortable would that be? You can't really... How does that work?
I don't know. What are you asking
using
me?
The right...
Just redesign the entire pad, thing.
Got to use... You can't really reach the face buttons.
Relaunch the 3DS. That's what I'm saying.
You have to kind of alter your whole hand grip and on the... The 3DS, it wouldn't be right, would it?
I like the 3DS, except I don't want the new version. It's not very
Get a Vita. Get a Vita.
You know, I'm thinking about working for Sony because.
Really? Get me a job there.
Because, you know, Nintendo's really fun, but. I have to do a lot of sketch work and it annoys the shit out of me. Because. I mean, I like drawing, but I don't like being pressured to draw.
Were you the one who designed this add-on? Because
No, I've been doing Kirby DLCs for the past 20 weeks.
Ooh, sounds fancy. So why have you been drawing Kirby pretty much all the time?
Kirby DLCs, Kirby Landscape, Kirby.
Kirby.
Fiddle fat bubble gum.
You must be really fed up of that.
I haven't played. Ever since I started doing this, I haven't played one Kirby game ever. I haven't even played Brawl because Kirby's in it.
And Kirby's so overpowered in Brawl, obviously.
And another thing, everyone uses Kirby because he's so overpowered.
Makes sense.
Another problem with this thing that they're trying to do with this little snap-on device is that one is going to pressure consumers to go out and buy an additional thing for their 3DS. Which will have to snap on, which makes the thing look even uglier. And it's going to pressure game developers, whether they want to develop games for one part of the system, that most likely more people are going to have just the original 3DS and not this extra snap-on thing, or they're going to have to develop a completely different styled game for two certain pads for the thing that will snap on.
No one even uses a 3DS anymore unless you're a casual gamer or you're just on the run.
If you can,
but even though, even still, people just use a PSP.
Hardcore gamers for handhelds now use PSP.
The Vita is definitely going to be the most dominant handheld.
Yeah, except the Vita is for hardcore players. I'm talking about people in Japan where they're just casual gamers.
Yeah,
that's the only reason the 3DS sells.
I would say the Vita has too many hardcore titles.
Because the thing, except it's made by Sony.
Sony are hardcore.
It's like Microsoft and Sony are the hardcore, and the Wii's all those chilled back. Dude, just calm down, man. Let's play some Mario.
People still play the Wii,
I mean, Nintendo, not the Wii.
the way I see it is that the Nintendo people, they were once hardcore. Once.
Yeah, we were.
And then they started getting addicted to the marijuana and looking at the fight. And that's what's happened.
They're really the same game.
The casual thing is, and you're not allowed to have drugs here in Japan. And if you get caught with drugs, it's like Japan is like a drug. Oh my god, yes, drugs! Let's beat the shit out of them type of country.
Nice.
We don't even have, even for medical uses, we hardly have strong drugs.
So you can't drugs even use
like,
Paracet.
Drugs are no here. No.
And how are you meant to survive on certain medicines?
Well, we do have some strong drugs that are like really effective, but we hardly have any. And if you're caught with marijuana and you're a foreigner, you're immediately sent back to your country.
Ah, brilliant.
Like, you know, screw you, get out
of here. The thing is, what if it's medicinal marijuana? There is actually such a thing as that.
If medicinal marijuana and you're caught with it out of the hospital...
Prescription. Yeah.
Prescription. Unless you can prove that it's prescription, you're screwed.
Oh.
You're immediately kicked out. You're like, no, screw you, get out of here. No. And if you're Japanese, you just go to jail.
I don't want to think twice about visiting Japan now, then.
You'd be like frowned upon if you do have it, yeah.
Well, and if you're Japanese and you have it, you'll go to jail.
I heard there's a lot of hardcore drinkers in Japan.
In Japan?
Yeah. If people go out and drink, they get hammered drunk, I hear.
Not a lot anymore.
It's because they're lightweight.
Where I live, at least. I don't know.
It's cool, they're all lightweight.
I heard that.
There are some people that will just smash on some sake. They'll be like, they'll just drink like 20 bottles and they'll be like, what's up, homies? I'm drunk.
Oh, boy.
Brilliant. That's brilliant.
Any last thoughts?
I hope you hang out with those people.
there's also some Japanese drunk people. They'll just get really violent and start smacking you. And if you're a woman, they'll be like, nom, 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 come here, baby.
So pretty much normal drunk people.
Yeah. That's pretty much what you just got. Okay. Moving on to our last segment of the show, unfortunately. Ben, do you have any upcoming games that you want to give a shout out to, or any games that you're currently playing that you recommend buying?
Dead Island.
Dead Island. Oh, wait, can you repeat that? I didn't.
Oh, so Dead Island. Obviously.
You just said Dead Island like 6 times. How can you not hear that?
Oh, a little louder.
Dead Island.
Dead Island.
Dead Island.
Space I. Oh wait, how do you spell island?
ISLAND. There you go.
I'm so bad at English. You should see me write English. It's so sloppy.
But then again, upcoming, I would say the re-release of Ico and Shadow of Colossus Collection.
Ico, yes. Get Ico.
Yes. It's an amazing game.
It's sometimes just like literally really retarded. It's funny.
I'm upset when
you're just like a little 12-year-old boy running around with a princess on your other hand and smacking some shadows.
Only in Japan.
I don't see why they're releasing all.
It sounds like it's a fun game. It's an amazing game.
They're revamping all these old titles. Like there's the Silent Hill.
Bringing them to.
But I mean, they should have done this over the summer or something, not in the middle of all these huge game releases. Nobody's going to want to go... Okay, very few people, some people do like to do this, but very few people are going to want to go back and play a game that they've already invested time and then beaten over a brand new game that they've never played and are excited for.
Who doesn't love Silent Hill?
Some people might have lost their PS1 or their PS2, and you have to note here that the PS3 hasn't got the good backward compatibility. So by doing this, they can do that.
It's another bad example. But it's like saying if they revamp Elder Scrolls 4, like the week before right after Elder Scrolls 5 comes out, are you going to go out and play Elder Scrolls 4, or are you going to go play 5?
4
depends on your specs on your PC.
Yeah, but you don't want to play the new game if you've already beaten 4. Why would you go back and play 4 when the new game just came out and then there's 5?
Shut reminiscing. Up, reminiscing. Reminiscing, or if you want practice.
Or if you're like,
the same
or if you're like one of those really gamers. Like, for instance, they're bringing Resident Evil, a few Resident Evils to the PS3 and all them. Like, for instance, like RE1, I think.
They've got Resident Evil 1 Director's Cut. They've got Director's Cut. I've got it already. Sorry about that.
I mean, except the thing is, who doesn't love Resident Evil? It's like the best, one of the best series of all time.
I'm not saying these aren't cool. I think these are a good idea. I'll eventually get them, but I'm saying I think they're putting them on the market at the wrong time.
I don't know.
That's true.
As you're saying that, they have put them at the market at the wrong time. They should put them in the summer, where we were
dry of games,
as you said. We were dry of games, they should have done it then. It would have been perfect. But then again, it must take time to do HD. And they're probably, people don't buy as much games in the summer because people buy more outdoor stuff in the summer. Because it is, after all, the summer. People go outside, have a life.
No, I don't know. If you're Asian, I don't know if you want to go outside during the summer unless you're Americanized. Because some really conservative Asians look down upon tan Asians.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to Japan then. They're going to hate me.
Well, no. I mean, if you're like one of the... You'll mostly see old people doing that. Like, old people like, why are you so tan? You Japanese, you're supposed to be white. you're supposed to be whiter than the damn snow.
Completely different United States. People envy others who are tan. Like, it's your goal to be tan here in the U.S.
But
then,
since you're European, you're mostly European, if you come here, girls will, like, stare at you like, dude, look at him, he's from the U.K. He has a sexy-ass accent.
I'm going over to Japan.
But remember, half the things Japanese girls say, they don't mean it.
It's just kindness, basically.
It's just very modest, very modest. Yeah. I think I'm being very mean to my own race. I live in
Japan.
If they're
trying to hang around with you more, I would guess then...
If you're foreign, yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're like Malaysian or like... if you're Indian, you'll come to Japan, they'll be like, especially some of the people who's never seen a foreigner before, they'll be like, what the fuck, did he just roll around in shit?
What? Oh my goodness, we've gotten so off topic.
But anyway, recommendations. Rome Total War, let's go with that. Rome Total War Gold Edition. Why? So you can play me and slaughter me. Because apparently it's a completely different system.
Looking forward to it.
Fun doing that. Kidding me.
I think
it's £4.99 on Steam.
£1.99.
£4.99.
If you ever play me, don't. And you don't know CWB rules, don't even try it. I'll just automatically say no. We're not playing.
See, I don't even understand what that means. So yeah.
Basically,
well, then again, you're not used to the new Rome Total War system.
Yeah.
And plus, you're.
Trust me, if nobody wants to play another person who just spams elephants and artillery.
Or who spams horses, or who spams chariots, or who spams berserkers, or who spams Spartans. Who spams urban cohorts, who spams spammers. I hate spammers.
I spam artillery. It depends on the situation.
In most games, you're not even allowed to.
It would actually be pretty easy to defeat someone who just spams artillery.
Because you can just send one unit, and they'll just go like line by line and kill every of them.
Yeah, or you can send like your cat.
Depends on the situation. If you're attacking a fort or whatever, isn't it?
If you no. If you just spam artillery are the like really slow in Rome Total War.
Yeah.
So you can send in like one unit of cavalry that'll literally just run down through all of your lines of artillery.
Oh, well, they'd be just dead. Yeah. I'll probably have like two artilleries and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Two trebuchets. That'll be it.
In most games, you're not even allowed to have artillery because it's kind of overpowered.
Anyways, Brian. Yeah.
Oh, me? I recommend both Portals, Channel E's, like always, and Minecraft, especially since 1.8 is coming out in like, I don't know, a day or two. Yeah, that's really cool. And I also recommend mostly all of the new games except for no, I recommend all the new games. They're pretty cool. I also recommend all the Total War games except for Shogun and Empire because they're shit.
Yeah.
And Napoleon. Napoleon's basically Empire but with new factions.
Napoleon was just a big failure. I don't even want to talk about that.
And also recommend Star Wars Battlefront 2. It's a very, very fun game. And also Borderlands. I'm talking about really old games here. That's sad. But Borderlands, it's really, like, it's dirt cheap right now, so.
The sale's over. I looked at it. It's like $20, $30 now, I guess.
Never mind. It's still a good game to get, so.
Yeah.
Also, get Counter-Strike. I think you can pre-order Counter-Strike Go, I think. I don't know if you can do that right now. But if you can, do it. And, yeah. You can also get Terraria. That's it.
Get Terraria. Yeah.
I would be interested in Counter-Strike Go. If
Minecraft. Get Minecraft.
Then they're making a universal game. Cause
oh, yeah, yeah. Also, if there's any fans listening that actually like our show, we might be opening a Minecraft public server. And we'll make amazing builds. And we'll be like, oh, my God, you got amazing builds. It's going to be awesome.
A.K.A., I'm going to have an underwater base in the deep ocean.
I'm going to build a giant dildo.
And you're going to blow it up.
Pointing right at the spawn.
Never look. The thing is, you won't even know it's that, because you have to be up in the sky to notice.
No. Actually, no. The spawn is going to be a giant eye just staring at you. Yeah. I'm going to do that. Yeah. Let's start opening our server now.
Yeah, just make a massive square, obviously. And then one of the eyes will have a door in the center of the pupil.
Or I'll just make glass. You know what I'm going to do? My place in the public server is going to be the portal test chambers. So in order to visit me, you have to go to the portal test chambers. Yeah. Because I'm a portal freaking addict.
That would be fun. The thing is, how are you going to do that? Because you won't have portals to go to places.
It'll be obviously different. It'll be Minecraft version. You just have to do these little
Minecraft
pistons.
Minecraft version of portals, yeah. So it wouldn't be called portal, it'd be called piston.
It'd be called
oh boy.
Piston and redstone.
What a game.
Okay. Anyways.
Where are we living
my recommendations. My recommendations. If you're a fan of shooters, I recommend Resistance 3, Battlefield 3, and Uncharted 3. All three is weird.
Ooh, you're right.
Anyway, if you're a fan of RPGs, I definitely recommend The War in the North for something new and fresh. If you want to go back to something more original, definitely Skyrim.
It's not Legion World.
Definitely Skyrim. Okay.
You always mention Skyrim. It's always Skyrim.
Skyrim.
That's amazing. Okay.
You're sick of me.
What? Oh my goodness. So, if you're looking for an easy, fun to play kind of RPG, that's already out, definitely recommend The Witcher 2. The story is amazing. The story, half the cutscenes remind me of a movie. I feel like I'm in a movie. The graphics are definitely arguably one of the most beautiful games.
The Witcher 2 sucked.
Yes. No.
Yes.
The Witcher 2 is amazing.
Well, you said Dead Island's characters are stupid and stuff, so we have something to bash on you.
Yep.
Not.
However, we already do bash on you because of Portal, so.
Yeah, Portal. Unless, I don't know how you not like Portal.
Yeah.
You have to be, like, insane, or you have to be Chandler.
Exactly. One and the same. From now on, people who are insane to us.
Godly of games.
You're all going to be called Chandler from now on. If you hate Portal, you're called that.
Like, if you come on our public server, it's like, I hate Portal. Like, shut up, Chandler.
We're gonna rename you and call you that.
Yeah. I'll just personally kick you off the server if you ever say that.
or make you go through the trials of Piston and prove what it's like to be important.
And then if you did that, Ryan, I go and blow up your giant.
I'll send you to an isolated area and make you a little dirt house, and you can't do anything other than sit in that dirt house and try to defend yourself from creepers and other monsters with no weapons.
Or we'll place you into the little bedroom chamber they have in Portal at the very beginning.
Whoa.
Okay. And then you'll never get out.
I'll just get Wheatley on you. He'll pretend to be your friend and end up making you go insane and try to kill you.
Thanks.
Yep.
Thank you.
Brilliant.
Moving in. Now, well, we've reached the end of the show. Let me go.
Didn't we start at 12?
No. Started at like 1.
What?
You know, I think. Yeah. A little after 1.
I came a bit later than I should have.
Anyway. That is the most
That's towards the baby.
Heard. Oh my goodness. You can find us on our blog at people.ign.com/gamerbus. You can find us on YouTube at GameAvidVideo. You can find us on Twitter at Gamer_Bus. Oh boy. And you can contact us at gamerbus@hotmail.com. If you want to have anything written on the podcast, such as achievement you made, games, questions you have, anything.
Where's my phone? My phone, I miss you.
We'll do it on
there. And there goes Chuck, and there goes Ryan. Anyway.
And there goes Chuck.